Danville's going to host either Lawrenceburg or Heritage Hills, while Western Boone goes on the road to face either Modern Day or Triton Central. Those games are next Friday night for those two teams. Over in the Hoosier Conference, as we all know, the Hoosier Heartland was eliminated officially last week. But of the two games last night, Cass, the regular season champion, was beaten by Andrean 36-14. Lafayette Central Catholic keeps right on rolling. They have now won 9 in a row after they defeated North Judson 43-17 last night. So Catholic gets to host Adams Central next Friday night, 7 o'clock kickoff over in Lafayette. And that's a semi-state game. If they win that one, they'll be headed off to the state finals at Lucas Oil. Right now, we're going to play our interview we did with Frankfort High School head coach Nate Van Dyne, along with his players, Trey Frazier, Cam Williams, and Braden Compton.
Nate, what kind of season should we be expecting out of your group this year?
Yeah, that's a question that I think is really hard to answer right now. You know, it's one of those where we came off of a year which was pretty disappointing, but at the same time, we lost a lot of guys, but I think we returned pretty much the core guys that we probably needed to return. So as far as when you kind of rewind and you look at the spring, the summer, the fall, you know, and there's been a good continuity as far as the core guys that have needed to be together, so there has been a lot of time where these guys have gotten to play together, where they've gotten to improve. We've played a lot of games throughout the summer, and it's one of those things where we have gradually improved and improved and improved to where it's really hard to even project, you know, where do I think we'll be wins and loss wise, but I think we're working to establish an identity last year. I think that is something that we never really were able to establish last year, just through a style of play type of thing. But I think overall with the speed, with the overall skill, with some of the shooting ability that we have, I think we're going to really be able to establish kind of a style of play of run, flow, and disrupt. And those are really the three things that we're able to do. And if we are able to do those three things, I think we're going to be able to get better and better and better and achieve some things as the season goes on.
Trey, what kind of season are you hoping for this year?
I'm hoping for a winning season and at least make two championship sectionals.
Most importantly, I think I'm just looking for us to improve, I think, as leaders and as players. I think, like with us three, I know us three have worked really hard, and I know some of our juniors have worked really hard, but kind of instilling that work ethic into the younger guys. And then, like he said, I want to win more games, and sectional championship would be great, but I know that's a big goal, and we got to work hard to get to it.
Braden, you kind of feel the same way?
Yeah, I'm on the same boat. Everybody's been coming in, putting in the work, so I think we'll definitely have a lot better season.
With you being probably, if not the biggest, one of the biggest, how's it feel if you're going to be playing inside more, you're going to be playing out a little bit more?
I think we're going to try and go out and then try to beat guys on the fast break.
You guys enjoy being not the biggest kids on the block, or does it make it easier for you guys to do your thing, or how do you look at this year being kind of small and having to go up against a lot of bigger kids?
Well, I think it'll really show our toughness. I know for a fact, I know we're not the biggest team, but I think we have some of the toughest players in the conference. I mean, he fights harder than anyone I know. Trey's one of the best defenders I know, so it's kind of like, even though we are undersized, I think we play well enough together, and I think as a team, we'll fight together, and you know, I think we'll surprise and stop some people.
Nathan, how's the best way for you to help combat the lack of size that you guys have got?
Yeah, well, I think one, I think you have to view it as kind of twisted in your mind and see it as a strength and try to find the positives in it other than thinking, oh, man, we don't have this, because that's not going to solve the problem. But I do think kind of what these guys have talked about, you know, we do have speed. We do have other things. And those things are a disadvantage for other teams, especially when you think about how other teams are going to have to guard us. So it does, our lack of size, it does mean that we are going to have to be tougher. But the reality of it is, like, height is just a number, really. I mean, it's more about leverage. It's more about, can you move a guy from point A to point B? And if you can move the guy from point A to point B, it really doesn't matter how big you are. So the reality is, if we can get lower than people, use leverage to move people, then we can negate a lot of that height. So it's something that really doesn't bother me, as long as we do the work early and get guys moved.
Have you guys sat down and really talked as a team what you really want to get done? And if so, what's the main thought process that you want to have this year?
Yeah, and I think these are conversations right now that are happening daily. And it's hard because I think you don't want to overwhelm them with changes or with information. But at the same time, when you're looking, I think, what is today, Thursday? I think we play Clinton Prairie in less than 2 weeks. So at the same time, it's just a crazy push to try to get all of your offensive and defensive systems in. But at the same time, we've got kind of three areas of focus right now. We are really trying to revamp our captain's program. I think that's something that's been missing, just the giving the opportunity to lead, but also give the opportunity for younger guys to be mentored. So that's something that we're really working on right now and trying to bring back the meaning of what it means to be a captain. The second thing is just trying to establish our offensive spacing. We've talked about our lack of size, but I think more importantly our speed. That really doesn't mean anything unless you give your speed spaces to go. So offensively, we've been working a ton on spacing. It's something we've got to continue to clean up. And then on the flip side of it, it's just kind of the defensive pressure. So those are kind of the three, and really in that order, that we are really trying to hit. That way, hopefully, we can kind of go into that first game with an identity, with something that we are truly good at, instead of trying to throw 50 different things in and being mediocre at all of them.
You guys open with Prairie, obviously, but then also you no longer go over to Lafayette to play in the Classic. Over there. Do you like that or not?
Yeah, you know, obviously there's been a lot of mixed reviews from it, but, you know, it's something that is going to be good for us on a number of different fronts. One, we just talked about, like, how crazy it is to try to get everything in for that first game. Well, with Thanksgiving following it the day after, you really only have one or two practices before you would play that Monday at what is now the Franciscan. So it's just one of those things where it's so hard, and at the same time you're fighting the battle of you want guys to truly be able to enjoy time with their family on Thanksgiving. So not having to play that Monday or Tuesday game will be nice, but it will give us time to kind of hopefully continue to progress in some of the schematic things. But, yeah, and I do think, too, it has definitely been able to give us more schedule balance. We have, it seems like the last couple of years, we've been on the road a lot. And with the JNC, we lose two home games. And when you've got a place like Case Arena, like, you want to play in there as much as what you can. So I don't feel like our schedule has diminished at all, especially in picking up schools like Westfield. So, you know, we're still playing a lot of bigger schools, but this has given us some better schedule balance. It works for kind of what we want to do as far as progressing throughout the year, especially in the early front. So I think overall it'll be a good thing for us.
Trey, what's your thoughts on playing some other people instead of going over the JC Classic over there?
I think it's better because then we won't have to travel to Lafayette like every couple days after playing Prairie. And now we can actually play at home a lot more and have more of our student section like be involved.
You also get a chance to see some people that you don't really get a chance to see during the year as well.
Yeah, it can be good sometimes. But.
Kim, how about your thoughts on that?
I think, you know, I liked playing in it last year, but it will, I think, help us this year, especially, like Van Dyne said, getting the extra practices before the Prairie game, because that is our opener, and that's the game, you know. We're going to have the home crowd with us, and we want to go out and perform for them. So I think having those extra practices, it'll give us more time to gel together so that we play our best that first game versus Prairie.
Brayden, you kind of feel the same way, or you wanted to go back to JC?
Yeah, I think having those extra few practices to focus on Prairie and really prepare for that game will help give us a better advantage on that first opening night against a rival school.
What kind of goals do you guys want to have for you for this team this year?
You know, I just want us to be have a fun season and be successful.
Kim, you kind of feel the same way, or you got some different goals in mind?
You know, have fun and be successful, but I really want to be competitive. I know, like, the last couple of years we've struggled to really stay in games in the second half, so I think if we can do that, I think we'll come out with a lot more wins than we have the last couple of years. So,
Trey, you feel how what's on your thoughts on that?
I feel the same way with Cameron, but to also, like, build a program for future years after we're gone, and hopefully they have better seasons than we will.
Now, what year are all you guys in? I forgot. All seniors? Okay, all right. Nathan, what else you got to go with these guys?
Yeah, I think, you know, these guys have been tremendous, you know. I think there's a lot of value. You know, last night we had our parent meeting, and I think one of the things that it's frustrating at times because everyone wants to skip steps. And, you know, these guys haven't skipped any steps. And this is some of these guys' first sports. It's some of their guys' second sports. But at the same time, like, at least from a high school perspective, they came in, they played freshman ball, then they played JV ball, and then they played varsity ball. And this is now their second year of varsity ball. And while these guys were never necessarily considered the best in their class growing up, they're going to finish here the best that were in their class as they've grown up. But they have just simply gotten better and better and better as time has gone. And, you know, I think from the things that I've heard at middle school, you know, I'm just amazed just because of where they're at. Like, they really are three very quality basketball players. So I think, you know, you ask them what are some goals. I think there's three things I think about. You know, I think about competing. I don't think we did that at all the time last year. So I want to see practices where we compete, games where we compete, because I do think that we can play with everyone on the schedule. I want to see us grow. Grow as a team, grow individually in our skill, grow as a team in our team skill. And the last one, I think, just connect. You know, these guys only have one more year in about 4 months. You know, their basketball career at Frankfort High School is going to be over one way or another. But at the same time, for them to see the growth that they have achieved, I hope that they can relay some of that wisdom and knowledge and work ethic. I hope that they can connect with others and kind of pass that on as they kind of pass the torch on in the future, as a saying, to the younger guys. So if we do those three things, there's going to be a correlation with on-court success. So I think, you know, if we can do those three things, you know, it's going to be a memorable year for these guys.
That was an interview we did earlier this week with Frankfort head coach Nate Van Dyne, along with some players, Trey Frazier, Cam Williams, and Braden Compton. We're going to take a break right now. You're listening to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by State Farm Insurance agent Susan Casper and Tony Theopatis.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I liked things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things, like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I'd do the same things over and over. Until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it. Right at your fingertips, we have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and WILO TV archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representative. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica, Jerry Newman. Does State Farm offer more discounts to more drivers?
Yep, like the good driver discount.
So it's for good but not great drivers.
No, Jerry. There's also the multi-line discount.
For calling from multiple lines while driving.
You should never use a phone while driving.
I only make calls from my car when I'm stuck in a ditch or something.
Are you in a ditch?
Yes, I am.
State Farm offers more discounts to more drivers than any other insurance company. Get to a better state.
Give me a call. Your good neighbor State Farm agent, Susan Casper, at 659-5678.
Do you know someone who is a true community hero? Someone who has made a true difference and has a true passion for making Clinton County a better place to live? If so, here is your chance to help them get recognized. Get your nomination form at WILO, Frankfort Main Street, or Frankfort Community Public Library and return to the same locations. To be eligible, they must be a Clinton County resident and there is no age limit. The Community Hero brought to you by Frankfurt's Unified Neighborhoods and your home for classic hits, WILO.
WILO and Casper Media are members of the exclusive International Broadcasters Idea Bank. Casper Media and 99 other broadcasters from around the world come together to trade ideas on how to better serve our communities and our listeners. A member of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank since 1991, Casper Media has hosted the Idea Bank convention throughout the years. Casper Media and Idea Bank, constantly working to better serve you. Depend on WILO.
And welcome back to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by State Farm Insurance agents Susan Casper and Tony Theofanis. I'm your host, Ken Hartman. The theme of the day has been boys basketball, and now we're getting ready to do Rossville's term as we have head coach Corey Dunn, along with players Jaden Brown and Dirk Shaw. Gentlemen, good morning. How y'all doing?
Very good. How are you doing today?
All right, doing great. Season's not that far off, and I know you're frothing at the bit almost to get this thing going.
Yeah, we get to this part of the year, and, you know, granted, we want a lot more practices. You know, we start practice later than what we used to, but it's nice to finally get to go against somebody new. They get tired of banging on each other pretty quick. So we're looking forward to the scrimmage next Saturday to be able to see where we're at and, you know, guys get used to each other's tendencies, and it'll be a nice change of pace.
Now, you guys have a scrimmage against Lewis Cass next Saturday. And then you open the season the following weekend against Harrison.
Yeah, that Wednesday night before Thanksgiving, we play Harrison at our place.
Mm-hmm. So are you guys looking forward to seeing some, you know, seeing some new faces and quit beating up on each other?
Thanks, Dirk. I think we're all looking forward to just being able to play against some other teams. We've been playing each other, you know, throughout the summer and other things like that throughout practice, and we're all getting really used to each other, and we're all getting tired of playing each other. We're ready to get some action from other people and see how it goes.
Dirk, you feel that's kind of what your sentiment is, too?
Yeah, I feel the same way. You know, we're ready to see some new faces, quit banging up on each other, and get the season started.
What do you have for aspirations for you guys this year?
You know, just do what we did last year, pretty much. Win a lot of games, finish the top of the conference.
Mm-hmm. Jaden, you on the same pathway?
Yeah, so I think overall the team last year we did pretty good. We're on a pretty good record. I think the town wants to see that again, another conference championship. I think something I'm really wanting to see is maybe another sectional championship come back to Rossville.
Okay. Corey, what's the main difference between last year's group and this year's group?
One, last year's group, they were veterans for the most part. And what I mean is a good majority of them had already started and played a lot of minutes in varsity, where this year we've got kids with experience, but they weren't in those roles. So, you know, last year's team, they started the season in the same roles that they were in the previous year for the most part. You know, in this year's team, we still have, we're still learning how to play within ourselves and within our roles on the team, but we're improving each day on that.
Now, do you guys have enough depth and enough the other things, chemistry and those type of things, to do what you really want to do with this group?
I do believe so. It's a work in progress still. Like I said, anytime you have, you know, we return one starter and everybody else now is in new roles, and really Dirk's in a new role himself as well. You know, those four seniors he played with last year, now he's the senior. And so when you got a team full of new roles, sometimes it takes a little bit of time to define those and guys to get comfortable in those roles.
Dirk, you ready for that new role this year?
Yeah, I'm ready for that new role, you know, scoring a lot more, and hopefully we can have some of the other guys step up and do some of that too.
Okay. Jaden, what's your role going to be with this group this year?
My role is to hopefully get the ball to Dirk as much as possible, because he's a menace. I've never played against anyone better in most of my time at Rossville or anything like that since fifth grade. Dirk's just been that go-to guy. But for me personally, it's just wherever I fit in. I've went through a few spots on the team where if I'm playing more of a big or a guard spot, I will just have to see how the lineup is at the game and where I fit in best.
You know, and when you say you're talking about Dirk being a menace, Dirk's been the biggest kid I've seen throughout any of these schools here locally in the county this year. So there's not a lot of big kids in this area this year. So that should be good for him.
Yeah, it should help him out. You know, we don't have a ton of size. Dirk's our biggest guy, but, you know, he's a multi-dimensional type player, I like to think. He can score inside and outside, and he's got great hands, and he's good with the ball. But having said that, Jaden kind of touched on it. It kind of depends on our lineup, where guys play. Essentially, we'll have majority of the guys on the floor that can space the floor and handle the ball. And if we keep the ball moving and don't get stagnant, we can be pretty effective.
Still playing the same style you played last time I was out there watching you guys?
Yeah, for the most part.
Okay.
For the most part. We may be a little quicker than all what right. we have been in the past, but that just kind of depends on who's on the floor.
We all know what postseason aspirations are. You know, you win a sectional, get to a state if possible. But what if you guys have any other goals that you really want to achieve this year besides those two things?
You hit right there. I mean, that's everybody's goal. Everybody wants to do those two things. But honestly, right now, like I said, with our team and where we're at and all the new roles, I just want to get better each week. Okay. If we're getting better each week, then good things are going to happen.
You guys got the same goals, but I don't know if you had anything for conference-wise or any tournaments or anything like that you might be involved with.
Yeah, we've got the same goal, you know, just focus on getting better each week.
Okay.
Yeah, just want to win basketball games and do as much as we can, leave it all out there on the court, and looking back 4 years from now, thinking, man, I did as much as I could back there in high school when I was able to.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but you guys go to the tournament at Delphi. You know, now that's something that you haven't done now for a while, is it?
Well, we've played in the last few years. We were Kitchen Classic champs last year. Obviously, we'd like to repeat as Kitchen Classic champs this year, and it'll be a little interesting going back to that court. For instance, it left a bad taste in our mouth last time we were there, so we got some work to do when we go back.
Okay. I've been asking this of everybody. This is just a general consensus from all you guys. Of course, college basketball moved the three-point line back. High school's still the same. You want to keep it the same, or you want to move it back?
Oh, I think we need to keep it the same. Okay. There's always a lot of ideas on changing some rules. You know, I don't want to ever see a shot clock. I don't want to see the three-point line moved. So hopefully they leave it the way it is.
Guys, you want to keep it where it's at as well, or would you like to take another step back and let it fly?
Yeah, we can just keep it the same, you know.
I'm not a person who likes change, and I really don't see an issue if we just keep it where it is now. I don't know why I would need to go back.
Okay. Sectional time, are you guys going to see everybody that you see in sectional during the season, or are you going to have to do a little scouting with them?
We'll do some scouting. We'll be scouting sectional opponents all season long. But no, Seager and Fountain Central are both still in our sectional, and we don't play either one of those in a regular season.
Okay, now, where is the sectional going to be for you guys?
I do believe it's going to be at Western Boone.
Oh, that's right. Okay, yeah. And speaking of Western Boone, you told me that your guys' game, which is originally scheduled for the 30th, is going to get moved.
Yeah, Saturday the 30th against Western Boone. Their football team won the regional, so that's going to push that game back. It looks like December 17th, Tuesday night.
So when you start on the 27th against Harrison, now when's your next game going to be after that?
That following Friday, so it'll be a week and a half.
Is that good or bad for you guys at this time of year?
It might depend on how we play Wednesday night. I might want an extra practice or two in there.
So are you guys want to get in a rhythm of you know, that sort of thing, or you're just trying to alleviate that big gap in between that week and a half for the first game to your second game now?
I mean, like Coach said, you know, we play Harrison and then take that big week off and, you know, take advantage of it and just practice and get better for the next opponent.
Yeah, kind of what Coach said, it depends on how we play. I think that'll kind of dictate on if we want more time to practice or if we just want to get out there and play another ball game.
Corey, who are some of the guys that we may not know about that you're going to hear about this year from you guys?
Well, there's three others that were on our bench last year, and you know, they're pretty much going to be starters this year. And Reed Douglas, junior, Jesse Cornell, another junior, and then Damon Shaw, Dirk's little brother, another junior. And then we've got two other kids that didn't play varsity last year that are definitely going to be in the rotation and are looking really well right now. And that's Luke Meek. He's a sophomore. and Evan Price, who's a junior.
Okay. How does it feel to have a little brother with you?
It feels nice, you know. It's just one of those things you've been waiting for him to start with you your 4 years of high school, so it's pretty nice.
Okay. Guys, anything else you want to add before I let y'all go?
No, I don't have anything else. Thanks, Ken.
All right, not a problem. That's been Rossville head coach Corey Dunn, along with players Jaden Brown, Dirk Shaw. Guys, thanks much. Best luck to you, and we'll see you down the line as the year goes on, okay?
All right, thank you, Ken.
All right, take care. That's going to wrap it up for our show today. Thanks to our guests and to our sponsors, our State Farm Insurance agents Susan Casper and Tony Theofanis. Join us next week for another Inside the Huddle. So until then, I'm Ken Hartman. Take care. Have a great week. We'll see you then.
This has been Inside the Huddle on WILO, brought to you by Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, and Tony Theofanis, State Farm Insurance in Frankfort. Join us next Saturday at 9 a.m. for another edition of Inside the Huddle on WILO.